Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's a busy weekend ahead for the two Democrats looking to represent Boston and some nearby communities in Congress next year. It's a fight between 10-term incumbent Congressman Michael Capuano, who stresses the benefits of seniority, and Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley, who says it's time to shake up the Democratic Party. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on their final pushes.
Ayanna Pressley brought her campaign for Congress to a church in Mattapan, from where a group of senior citizens were about to head off on a Boston Harbor cruise. Yay! Many in this mostly African-American audience wore Pressley campaign buttons and carried Pressley for Congress tote bags.
I want you all to think of this as the love boat, okay? I want you to feel the love, and I want you to share the love, because these are very challenging times.
Pressley's challenge is to convince voters across a district that includes most of Boston and about half of Cambridge and Milton, as well as the cities of Chelsea, Everett, Randolph, and Somerville, to vote a popular progressive, Michael Capuano, out of Congress.
This is something unusual. Voters are not used to having a choice. They haven't had a choice for this congressional seat for a generation, for 20 years.
Pressley acknowledges that she and Capuano would vote the same way on most, if not all, issues. But she casts herself as a movement-building candidate of change. The daughter of a single mother and a father who was in and out of prison, she says she has the perspective to represent the state's only majority-minority district, where there's also deep economic inequality and where she says the incumbent has not done enough.
Having a progressive voting record in the most progressive seat in the country is not a profile in courage. That is baseline to do your job and to keep it. I think a lot of the work begins after that vote. It doesn't end there.
She represents change, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what we need, change. Yeah. Change all over, everywhere.
That's Geraldine Adams of Dorchester. Her friend and neighbor Joyce Harvey agrees about the need for change. Harvey says Pressley will focus on issues that matter to this community, including gun violence, domestic abuse, and women's rights.
They're both progressives, but I think Ayanna understands our neighborhood better. She's a female, she's younger, she will relate better to those things that definitely affect us.
I was raised in this district as well.
Michael Capuano rejects Pressley's argument that she can better represent this increasingly diverse district. And he argues that if the Democrats retake the House in November, his seniority will give him significant clout.
This campaign should be about what can you do for this district and for this country tomorrow once we get elected. And in this particular race, I don't think anybody can match my long-term record.
If Pressley is running on change, Michael Capuano is running on his record and long experience.
So thank you all very, very much for coming. And I want to, again, a special thanks to my colleague Joe Kennedy.
On a muggy evening in Boston, Capuano rallied with fellow Congressman Joe Kennedy, whose great-uncle, John F. Kennedy, once represented this district. Kennedy says in Capuano's case, experience matters.
He knows how to maneuver through a complex, not only Democratic caucus politics, but when the party is in the minority, how to leverage relationships with Republicans to still be able to deliver for the people of Boston and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And he's a good guy.
Capuano argues that record includes securing federal dollars to expand affordable housing, community health centers, and public transportation in Boston.
He doesn't do it for newspaper articles or headlines. He does it because he wants to improve the lives of everybody in this community.
This is Tim Garvin, president and CEO of the United Way of Central Massachusetts. Garvin used to run the YMCA here in Oak Square in Brighton. And he credits Capuano for securing the federal dollars to help build it.
It's the first YMCA in the country for people of all abilities and disabilities so that everybody could use it. And that mattered to him, it mattered to me, and he got it done.
Capuano has a few more days to make the case that a 20-year record like that matters. Pressley will argue she represents change, a new voice, and a choice. This race could hinge on voters like Marilyn Foreman of Dorchester, who sees no reason to vote against the incumbent, even if she likes what the challenger stands for.
I know Capuano for so long, and I think that he's always done really great work, but I usually feel like it's time for change, but I'm just kind of like on the fence.
Foreman says she'll use this weekend to read up on the race and decide which side of the fence she'll end up on. Voters like her could make the decisive difference in the race for the 7th Congressional District. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.